Good morning and welcome. We gather here this morning to celebrate the life of William E. Scott, known to us as Bill. We gather here in the sanctuary of Old South Haven Presbyterian Church, where Bill was ordained as an elder on February the 9th, 1986, 26 years ago. And later, and during my ministry here, was ordained a deacon on February the 24th, 2008. It is the church where Bill and Linda attended regularly, and where both were part of the church leadership. It's the church where their son Richard and daughter Tammy were brought up and became members. The Scott family has been a vital part of this church family, which constitutes this particular community of faith. And we wish this morning, together with you who are relatives, close friends, and those who knew Bill through his work and through his volunteer contributions in the community, to celebrate his life. Please join me in the call to worship. We gather together to worship God in spirit and truth. Wisdom from God is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
God, we thank you for giving us hope.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. Let us put our hope in God. The Lord is our strength for the journey. Let us boldly proclaim the name of God to the world as we travel in this life.
Glory, hallelujah.
Our hymn is number 526, For All the Saints. Please stand if you are able. Thank you. before the reading of our first scripture lesson, please join me in the prayer of illumination. Guide us, O God, by your word and spirit, that in your light we may see light, in your truth find freedom, and in your will discover your peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Reading from Psalm 118, verses 1 through 18. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. Amen. At this time, Peggy Angus is playing on Ingalls Wings as a tribute to Bill Scott. The words are printed in your bulletin. You may want to meditate on them as Peggy plays. Linda has chosen two readings from the writings of the Apostle Paul. Linda?
Our first New Testament reading this morning is from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. We boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God loves us and has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Our second reading is from the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. May God add blessing to the reading of his holy word this morning.
In just 17 days, we celebrate Christmas. Bill Scott loved Christmas. He played a major part in getting this congregation ready for that event. It began with putting up and decorating the Christmas tree. It was Bill that climbed the ladder to string the lights on the top. It was Bill that so often took a child and held him while the child placed an angel at the very top. Though many would get involved in decorating the tree, it was Bill who took pleasure in and had the needed patience for engaging the children in this endeavor. And the tree this year, a beautiful one, so beautifully lit, is decorated by Bill's helpers, the children, and even older ones in the congregation, still young at heart. It is dedicated in his honor. One of the Advent traditions here at Old South Haven is the lighting each Sunday morning of one of the four candles on the Advent wreath, symbolizing the themes of hope, peace, joy, and love. And so often Bill and Linda participated in that particular ritual. And then on Christmas Eve, almost every year, Bill was one of the readers in our service of lessons and carols. Christmas meant much to Bill. Bill was one of the first individuals I met when I came to serve this congregation back in April of 2006. His warm smile made me feel welcome. And I came to realize also that it was that warm smile that said, welcome to worshipers whom he greeted and to whom he would pass out a bulletin on those Sundays when that was his particular assignment. Bill was always one of the first to say a nice word or two at our coffee hour and was quick to thank me for any little thing that I did, including visiting him in the hospital. There's a common thread that runs through the two New Testament passages chosen by Linda and Tammy, which Linda has just read. Romans speaks of God's love being poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, that love permitting us to love. And 1 Corinthians defines the attributes of that love. Bill lived out a life of love. Love for his wife, for his son and daughter, love for other members of his family, his friends, love for the country in which he lived, love for the whole created order. That's why the particular bulletin cover was picked for this service this morning. When Linda first saw the cover, she said that reminds her of a place that meant a great deal to both Linda and Bill. Bill loved the opportunity to fly above the island. If you've never had that experience, you're really missing out on something. Bill had his love for young people, particularly his love for the Cub Scouts, and he had his love for this congregation. As I stated 3 weeks ago at the funeral parlor, I thought it was significant that Bill died on All Saints Day, because truly Bill was a sense, in the same sense as the Apostle Paul used the word saint, to describe those who attempted to live out the faith in their simple, everyday actions. I'm so glad that at the beginning of this service we sang the hymn for all the saints, because we can add his name to that category. And though he is no longer with us in body, his spirit continues to inspire us. Amen. Linda has asked Alan Stevens if he would pay tribute to Phil.
I'm so used to standing down there. Just wanted to start off by saying that in addition to being a celebration of Bill's life, these sorts of services are the opportunity to say thank you to Bill. Tom has already mentioned many of the things that we need to say thank you for his service to this church. And one thing that I hadn't known until recently is that Bill was a Sunday school teacher back in the day. The older kids, back when we had lots of kids. Tammy, were you by chance, or Richie, were you ever in the Sunday school class of your father? Aha. I am betting that he was a terrific Sunday school teacher. I had a little stint at that and flunked out, but he succeeded. And finally, the Christmas tree. As Tom mentioned, he was the architect of the Christmas tree. Last week, more people than normal showed up to help put it up. And I'm sure, like me, that many of us had in mind that Bill won't be here. You know, we better show up. And we got it up. I remember helping Richard, and I think Bobby put it in the stand, and I was starting to screw in the screws to the, in the holder. And Richard said, wait. And you got to use these slats. And he passed us little wooden slats that the screws go against, so the pressure on the tree will be much more uniform, hold it much better. He said, Bill Scott made these. And I think this tree will stand as a memorial for those of us that go to this church. It'll be years and years and years before we'll think of anything other than Bill Scott when we see that tree. He'll be in our mind every Christmas. Which kind of brings me to a little more personal thank you. The thought of Bill in my mind, in just casual conversation, you know, you're talking about something and the people in the church come up and Bill Scott's name gets mentioned, and I would smile. Inwardly, maybe outwardly. Because Bill Scott was an extraordinarily likable, immensely appealing person. And you think, well, what are the characteristics? And you can't exactly name them, right? That made him so appealing. Clearly, he was the classic gentleman and gentleman. I think in those things that I think of him most of all, his welcoming, inviting presence. In coffee hour, I'd be in coffee hour, and there he is 12 feet away, and you know, he wanted us to go over to Bill and say, how's it going? What's going on? He would have made a good confessor, I think. You know, I would have gone up to Bill and said, oh, I confess this. And he would have said, that's fine. He would have said, oh, that's okay. He was just so accepting, and you can't imagine him ever being critical of anything. And to say thank you for him for that, is to say thank you to Bill for being Bill. And I'm sure I speak to all of us when I thank Bill for sharing that Billness with us all these years. Twice in 2012, I was, I believe it's called the officiant at services. And those who were in attendance may recall that the highlight of those services was me reading prayers from Ted Loader. Ted Loader is the author of Guerrillas of Grace, a Methodist minister. And he writes his prayers. I think they're as much poems as prayers, prayer poems, prayers. He calls them prayers. And I would never argue with an ordained minister, right, Tom? So. And I would like to read one of those that I think is appropriate for this occasion. The title of the prayer is, I Teeter on the Brink of Endings. Let us pray. O God of endings, you promised to be with me always, even to the end of time. Move with me now in these occasions of last things, of shivering vulnerabilities and letting go, of loved ones gone, past gone, friends going, old self growing, of children grown, needs outgrown, illusions overgrown, letting go of swollen grudges and shrunken loves. Be with me in my end of things. I teeter on the brink of endings. Some anticipated, some resisted, some inevitable, some surprising, most painful. And the mystery of them quiets me to awe. In silence, Lord, I feel now the curious blend of grief and gratitude in me over the endings that the ticking and whirling of things brings. And I listen for your leading to help me faithfully move on through the fear of my time to let go so the timeless may take hold of me. I teeter on the brink of endings.
Thank you, Ellen. Are there others that would like the opportunity to say a word of tribute to Bill? And then a little later I will call on Tammy. Yes, Kevin? Anyone else that would care to speak a word? Just add a little footnote to that, something that probably no one, even in the congregation, knows. Bill was never impressed with where I went to college or what seminary I went to. He was impressed that I went through all the steps to become an Eagle Scout. Anyone else? Tammy?
Today I'm going to be speaking on behalf of my whole family, but my dad was an amazing man who I was very lucky to have had him share feelings and thoughts with me all the time, and As we celebrate his life today, I wanted to honor him by presenting a poem through his words, called My Father's Voice. I am here with all of you, looking down from up above, knowing how blessed I was in life for my friendships, family, and love. I lived as a simple man, always wondering what more I could have done. But I know in my heart I would never change the life I lived with my wife, daughter, and son. My little spunky Italian wife, who challenged me every day, drove me crazy most of the time. I loved her absolutely in every way. My wife volunteered me for scouting years ago. Little did I know I would stay, mentoring, leading, and inspiring, guiding lives to a better way. Happiness was not measured by money, even though I worked so hard through the years. Happiness was all about the memories that were made from smiles and tears. On the days I got out of doing my chores, when flying up in the beautiful sky, I felt so complete, so close to God, and to all my loved ones, I would say hi. In times of heartache and fear, my church was my saving grace, always showing me love and support. This was my sacred place. I would like to thank everybody on behalf of my family for not only being here today, but to each and every one of you for being a reason for my dad to smile every day of his life. Thank you.
Thank you, Tammy. Let us affirm our faith by singing hymn number 280, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. We'll sing stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Once again, please stand if you are able. I've been asked by the family to express their appreciation to all who have honored Bill with your presence here this morning. Appreciation to all who participated in this service, Alan Stevens for his words, Peggy Angus for her musical tribute, for Mark Quintana, our organist, for Cappy Tilney, who organized the social time following the service, those who contributed goodies, for the flowers that were given by Fran and Lynn Button. And I would indicate that after I pronounce the benediction, I invite you to remain seated and listen to the recording of In My Life, recorded by the Beatles. Bill loved many of their songs, and at the end of the recording, please make your way to the gallery, which is the room right behind these two doors. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, be upon us and remain with us always. Amen.